and they're not getting the job done, and you can't make a change or force some kind of a political change, which is very hard to do. Most of these criminals are dug in like Alabama ticks. Then take your kids out of the school. There's a whole another world out there. You just don't realize it. Now, many folks have been indoctrinated into doing things a certain way, and there's more than one way. Skin a cat, you've heard that. And that's what you got to do. And there's a good testimonial of exactly what's happening. Took the kids out of the school system. You know, which is a gamble, too, because it makes you uncomfortable. You don't really know what to think, how it's going to go. Are you making the right decisions as a parent? And then it's only been a couple weeks, a month. And it's going swimmingly, of course. And well, we homeschooled our, in a different situation, you know, we homeschooled our youngest son for a while. And then my oldest son, he was playing hockey. He was playing junior hockey, so he was going to school on the road, like cyber school. So my feeling on school, many of you folks know, is that it's completely overrated. Now with the creation of the internet and other ways to get your hands on information, teachers are no longer the single solo gatekeepers of information the way they used to be in the old days. Yes, it's important for most people, but some people it's not important. Structured school, going to school 8 hours a day, etc. And doing what? A couple hours of schoolwork? You do that at home. Pitch in with the chores, get a job. Read on your own, of course, and expand your own intellectual horizons. You need some guidance from your parents, or perhaps I know a lot of parents who were sat down and hired somebody to come in part-time to manage their educational prowess, educational journey of their children to make sure everything's on course. And the folks who haven't done that and don't have the means to do that, they've taken it upon themselves. Like I said, we have to be our own doctor out here. Now we have to be our own teacher, we have to be our own school principal, we have to be our own, you name it, general contractor. Nobody, if somebody come to your house and do some work, they're fucking it up. Everybody is doing things haphazardly. You go out to a restaurant, order some takeout, you get home, the order's missing. You also have to be your general manager of a restaurant and check everything and make sure the other people are dotting their I's and crossing their T's. There's some kind of a haze going on out there where these dopes may have gotten jacked up on these pharmaceuticals and, well, more pharmaceuticals than one, perhaps. And they're walking around like a bunch of zombies in a haze. You can see it on the road driving. I mean, it's worse than usual, taking into account that we live near Delaware. And historically, Delaware has to have, per capita, the worst drivers. Not in the country, but in the entire world. I've seen these dopes pull some, well, look at the patron saint of Delaware. And we'll have some intelligence on him tomorrow on Hot Wire. And my God, they'll be talking about this idiot, this wax dummy, for the next 100 years after all the truth comes out about what's going on behind the scenes to prop up this Sears mannequin. But yeah, I agree with him. With Kimbo, if somebody shows up at your house with a needle, I remember talking to Dr. Judy Mikovits, and she called me and said, "Could you take that part of the interview out where I talked about the hypodermic needle?" And I said, "No, no, no, keep it in. It's cool. It's good. It's good. It shows that you're like, you know." She said, "If somebody shows up at her place with a forced vaccination, she'll be behind the door with a bigger hypodermic needle and jab it in their neck." I said, "Let's keep it in. It's cool." You know, I thought it was real. And I think it was controversial. I think people are entitled to fight back. Listen, we're gonna show some videos here tonight of the folks down in Australia, down in Oz, down under, they're having a hard time fighting back. They don't have the means. They gave up their guns. They gave up their guns. And now, of course, you can always fight back. Folks are listening down there. We have a swelling listenership, viewership from Australia. Okay, so you have to get creative. You have to get creative. But you can't sit down and take shit. And some of the video we're going to show today is absolutely shocking. And you wonder if this is coming your way here in the United States, your way there in the UK, your way there in Canada. And well, we appreciate the call. I'm glad things are working out for you, sir. And it takes a lot of guts to pull your kids out of the state schools. But I think you're going to find out that it's ultimately going to be a fantastic move. And the reports we've gotten back from many folks, and of course, also interjecting. Notice I didn't say injecting. We have enough of that. Interjecting my own experience of my family here. It actually was pretty cool. A lot less stressful for the kids. And you just have to try to augment their socialization with the old friends and athletics and things like that. So it's a balance, but if the kids are happy, and most of the kids are, because, you know, they got these kids wearing masks now all day. It's not healthy. See, kids are breaking out and around their face with, like, really bad acne. How's that healthy for anybody? How's that healthy for your mental state? How does that do anything for you? You know? In the classroom, you try to hang out with friends and bullshit. Trying to talk to some ladies, etc. The ladies are trying to talk to some dudes. And you got a mask on. You don't know what the fuck's going on. So, good stuff. Great call. And good luck in Mesa, Arizona.
Hey, Mike, it's Chris from Oklahoma. I just want to give you some feedback on the Dr. Katz protocol. And I kept hearing you mention it and listen to your show with Marie today. And so I got on Thing TV to one of my groups and asked, hey, where can I locate this interview with this Dr. Katz? I want to check out this information. So somebody responded like in 2 minutes, you know, where to find it. So I found it. I watched the whole thing. And then went on YouTube and watched some more couple interviews with this guy, and you definitely could tell he was talking about. So I ordered some stuff, and I'm gonna try it. And that I got on his Telegram group that he created, and earlier today that group had about 4,300 members. Now, just in a few hours, it's over 5,000. So the word is getting out. And it looks like this protocol could actually reverse the effects of the jab and get that poison out of you. And that's huge. I mean, that's a game changer. So we just got to keep spreading the word on this. And because we're all on our own, like you said, we have been sold out by these doctors and these hospitals around the country. So it's up to us. So keep up the good work, and we'll be anxious to hear what you have coming next week. God bless.
Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night. Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night. Blinded by the light.
Hey, great call. Hey, I mean, if it works, it works, right? And word of mouth, I said, is the strongest form of marketing, at least per capita when it comes to spending money. It's free. I've been on that Dr. Katz protocol with the niacin and the melatonin. I don't know, going on a month? I feel like a fucking rock star. Like, I'll give you a perfect example. It's Wednesday into Thursday. What time is it right now? It's past midnight. So it's Thursday morning. We're going to get clobbered with like 1 to 2 inches of rain here in Philadelphia on Thursday, today. Usually every bone in my body would be hurting. Because I got so banged up through the years, whether it was tackling running backs and wide receivers or tackling street signs and fire hydrants and people in bars. Sometimes it's all a blurry line, but my body would be all banged up. I would know that it's raining. A lot of that has to do with the pressure dropping, the barometric pressure. You know, it's not like an old wives' tale. It's actually science. not fabricated science like what we've seen in the last 18 months, but real science. So my point here is I couldn't tell you if it was going to rain today, tomorrow, the next day. Right now, my joints feel great. And that's just if you're healthy. And it's supposed to protect against getting sick and get you out of a tight bind if you are sick. With the whatever designer du jour bullshit they're throwing at us. There's fucking thousands of testimonials that this stuff works. So you go with the hot hand, right? If you're buying something on Amazon or somewhere else, you look at the reviews and it's got a 5. And there's thousands of 5s. Sure, there's always a couple chowderheads in there to throw in a 2 or 3. But sometimes a 1, you read the 1s, it's like, that seems strange. Everybody's raving about this. The good thing about it, my man, is you don't have to buy a product. In other words, Dr. Katz isn't trying to get rich off of this. He's telling you, hey, go buy this stuff off the shelf and try it and tinker with it and find your sweet spot, so to speak. Now, it's no easy chore. That's why it's great to have the community we have on pain.tv, because Maria Albanese, she'll be with us again tomorrow on Friday. People bounce things off her. Hey, what's going on with this protocol? I can't get my doses right, and she helps folks with that. That's outside of my. I'm just a journalist, man. But it's helping a lot of people, and other members of my family are on it now, and it's going well for them. And before we had Dr. Katz on, I also want to reiterate, I was on this for a couple weeks. Because I wanted to say, well, I'm not going to roll out Dr. Katz and then something goes haywire and I look like a poor man's Fauci. So I was a guinea pig along with some other folks who at the same time were dispatched to take it in my small circle. And the results were all good. So I said, okay, well, let's cut it loose. So that's good to hear. And we appreciate the folks who are trying to expand their home therapeutic, so to speak, and natural battle against these. It's just unbelievable. You're right. They have all sold us out. I've said that before, but it's so evident now more than ever. So thank you for the call, sir. And thanks for the props.
This is KR again. I just wanted to say that I am not a criminal sitting off the Florida Keys in a cigar boat. My criminal days are long gone. But about the satellite phones, okay? A lot of folks are... Thank you for telling me they were Chinese-made. Appreciate that. But a lot of folks are just using that. We're in Texas. It froze. We couldn't communicate. So that was why I was asking about it. That and, you know, that would be my purpose for using a satellite phone, not to be incognito or anything like that. But the issue I think that I have is that if Mike Adams or some other folks that I listen to who are promoting, you know, to get these satellite phones, if they get picked up, would that information, you know, they have a, you know, here's who I contact via satellite phone, right? That's like the FBI getting a hold of Owen Schroyer's or Alex Jones' cell phone, right? Here are the people that they're in contact with. That's my concern, that they could get a list of people in contact with, these are just ordinary people, and just pinpointing them and targeting them. That was my issue. I don't want to be targeted. I do want to be able to be in contact with folks, but not targeted. So, yeah, I mean, I can see China has backdoors to everything. So, and the FBI wants to get that backdoors into everything. And so, I don't know. Maybe we'll get a landline. But thanks again for bringing that up. But I just want to point out that I'm not, you know, sitting off the Florida Keys in a cigar boat, you know, with a bunch of marijuana or cocaine or whatever. All right. Thanks again, guys. Appreciate your work. Bye-bye.
Good call. I'm glad your criminal days are behind you. Hey, we're kindred spirits. Although when you watch what's going on in Australia and other places of the world, sit back and say, well, maybe my criminal days aren't over. Maybe we might have to raise a little hell before it's all over. It's just when you thought you were getting civilized. Let's talk about phones. I know there's a lot of people out there selling phones, pimping phones, pretending that they're selling stealth phones, whether it's a cell phone or freedom phone or whatever the hell it's called. And I understand your concerns about somebody getting a list of people that other folks call journalists, high-profile folks, etc. That's been a concern with a lot of people for a long time, but I'm here to tell you that it's largely a waste of time to think about it, because the feds can get anything they want. They don't even need a warrant. And they would come to me to get stuff like that back in the day, and I could get it for them lickety-split. Not a problem. One of my expertises was in telecommunications. There's nothing we couldn't get. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Satellite phones would be included. The feds pay a lot of contractors to get dumps of phone calls, and then they put them into a software suite, etc. And they have these things break the calls down for them, isolates how many minutes they talk to certain people, the times they talk, how often they talk, the dates they talk. Blah, 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 blah. If those people talk to anybody else on the list. And they create a nice little daisy chain of intel to see who's calling who, who's calling who. And then they'd say, well, some of the data and some of the intel was interesting, and these six numbers popped a lot. So please trace these six numbers and charges for that. And then you give that to them, and they come back, and presumably after they background the subscribers, and they come back and say, well, you gave us six phone numbers and subscribers' names and addresses, and now what I need is I need a dump of their phone calls. And they take their phone calls, they put it into spreadsheets, they put it into software, and they do the same thing over and over and over again. Then if they need to get a warrant, then they get a warrant. from a judge, but they already have the intel in-house. So the feds have a backdoor to every telecommunications provider in the country, period. They can get what they want through a backdoor, or if they have some resistance, then they just call a federal contractor, a phone guy, so to speak. Everybody's got a phone guy or a phone gal, or two or three or four or five, and they get whatever they want. So if it's Alex Jones, or if it's me, if it's anybody else that you mentioned, not a problem. They already know. They already know if they want to know. They could do anything they want. There's nothing, not one damn thing anybody's going to do about it, including people in Congress. They always jump up and down, but the folks in Congress do the same thing when they're running opposition research on tight races against political opponents. They do the same thing. Let's get their phones. Let's get their phones. Now, they don't have the wherewithal to break things down like the FBI does, but they would say, can you break things down like the FBI does for us, and how much would that cost? And then we would create the family tree, so to speak, of the different phone calls and one hell of an intelligence schematic on the telecom activity of whether it's a would-be criminal, whether it's a political candidate, whether it's a journalist, whatever. This goes on time and time again, every single day. And it's something very few people realize. But appreciate the call. I didn't mean to say you were in a cigar boat off the Florida Keys, but perhaps it wouldn't be such a bad thing right there. No, coming up on October, a rainy October day in Philadelphia, being off the Florida Keys sounds pretty damn good. Thanks for the call again.
John in Philadelphia covering the cheesesteak beat for Pain TV. This is getting goddamn ridiculous. It's the second killing at Philadelphia's cheesesteak mecca. Pat's King of Steaks had a beating death early this morning following the shooting death at Pat's King of Steaks a few weeks ago. Now, this was a bunch of soccer hooligans, apparently, but boy, Pat's is not getting a good name around here. And Mike, you're always right. Okay, the neighborhood might be a little dicey, but to be fair, it's way after midnight, and it's terrible. But what are you going to do? Got to go down there and support Geno's. Okay, love you all. Thanks for everything.
Somebody got murdered by the Clash. Thanks for the update. Guys, stay the fuck out of the city, man. I don't care what city you're in. Murders are up 30%, homicides, in the U.S. That's in just this year so far. The year's not over. And murders were up about 30% last year, which is astounding considering no one was leaving the house. You add those up together and you have quite the little mayhem picnic coming to many cities, of course, in major metropolitan cities. And if your major metropolitan city is run by a Democrat, watch your back. Your head better be on a swivel. And you'll notice they don't care. Now, we played last week. First of all, everybody knows we're Geno's crew here. Because of Joey Vetto. The late Joey. Great guy. It was an associate of mine. He always treated us great when we were down there working different crews and bring us inside and let us eat inside. Everybody else was freezing their ass off or sweating their ass off. We were either cold, chill, or nice and warm. But Pat's has gone downhill for many reasons, but it's just a metaphor for a much, much larger problem that, again, is growing. And no one seems to care when it comes to mayors when we... Mayor Kinney in Philly, this shanty Irish midget. When we played the footage of Kensington, we've played it twice now, once in the winter, and I said, you think that's bad? Wait till the summer. Well, we just played footage from the summer, and it is something else. I mean, wow. Wow. So they don't care because they're protected, the elite, so to speak. They want everybody to turn on each other, and the drugs coming across the border and the opioid problems and the fentanyl problem. Oh, my God. They don't care. Mayhem. Murder. And this is just another byproduct of poor leadership that I think is actually they're doing it on purpose out here. And the next couple months could get much worse because people are going to continue to get sick and sicker from what we talked about with the jabs. And it's already happening. And I'm trying to kind of remain optimistic about it, but I think by now you understand that I probably know a few things that I can't talk about because, listen, I've been out in front of the curve, out in front of the pack my whole career, and eventually you get a little tired of slinging arrows back at people after dodging triple, quadruple the amount of arrows coming at you. So I drop breadcrumbs to you folks. I tell you, it's going to be an ugly fall and an ugly winter, and you folks are smart. You can read between the lines what I'm talking about, and we're going to be talking about some of that stuff tomorrow on Hot Wire. But that of course is in addition to the homicide problem, you know. Now, if you actually, John, if you actually, and you folks out there, added all the folks that these governors killed, and I'm not kidding, I make a case that they killed these people, manslaughter, homicide, that 30% would skyrocket over the last year and a half, and death seems to be the order of the day when you speak with funeral directors and things like that. We have a couple interviews with funeral directors we haven't even gotten to because there's other stuff on the plate, and you can search for those in your favorite search engine. They're out there talking. Man, it's crazy. We're processing a lot of bodies. Now, why would that be? Specifically, why would that be? And young folks, and we'll have more on that on Hot Wire. But it's only a cheesesteak, my man. Maybe order in until things calm down. If they calm down. Good call as usual. Thanks, man. Thomas Paine podcast. Paine in the morning. Rock and roll. You set the lights here. A lot of stuff going on a Thursday. We got videos for you. We got some feedback for you, some phone calls, some comments, some analysis, and some pretty much normal dose of daily mayhem, thanks to the assholes who govern us or pretend to govern us or who've been elected to govern us. But they'll do such a very good job, do they? No, they don't. But hope you're having a good day out there, a good morning. And if you hear something break, it's this thing that's supposed to work the fucking lights. But, of course, on our budget. Oh, boy. One of these days we'll get everything clicking properly. But sometimes it's a little difficult. for a one-man operation when we're recording, rocking and rolling. Of course, you can hear. I don't know if you can hear it through the mic. I can hear it. A lot of noise in the adjoining room. The Young Bucks, I don't know what the fuck's going on over there. I think they ordered some food, and I wasn't offered any. The video's out again. Why wasn't that just great?